السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Kutbah, and the topic is Good Character and the Role of Education. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, who has encouraged us to embody the best of character and the most praiseworthy of attributes. O Allah, you are our Lord, and to you belongs all praise. We believe in you, in your angels, in your divine books, in your messengers, in the last day and in your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And we testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, and to reflect upon his book. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and be with those who are true. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed, you are upon a great moral character. And how can this not be the case when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself informed us that the Prophet was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect the nobility of character. As he, alayhi salatu wa salam, said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Indeed, I was only sent to perfect the nobility of character. In similar manner, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to emulate him in seeking to perfect our characters and to adorn ourselves with the best of characteristics and to seek to hold firm to them. For character is the standard by which human beings will be assessed and their ranks will be determined ultimately with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ خِيَارَكُمْ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Indeed, the best amongst you are those who are the best in character. So, the one who possesses good and noble character is the one who possesses the best of things in this world. And indeed, they are the best of people in this world. For they are people that are often those who other people love. And they are people who other people can place their trust in. Such people are truly worthy of respect and honor. And this respect and honor will be manifested in the next life, in the hereafter, by the tremendous and lofty ranks they attain unto. And this is because whatever deeds we do in this world, their value is added to and made heavy on the scale with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the character from which they stem forth. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُوا فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. That there is nothing that is more heavier on the scale by which people are weighed or assessed on the Day of Judgment than good character. In such a way, brothers and sisters, the believers are those who are determined by their good character. And they are those who are determined by how they strive in this world to attain unto goodly character. And this entails that we as believers work on ourselves, that we commit ourselves to lives of goodness, lives whereby we can benefit others. The hayat and tayyibah, the pure and wholesome lives, lives which are full of goodly devotion, of ibadat, of piety, lives which are premised on abstinence from sins, removing ourselves from wrongdoing and environments and companionships that call people towards such acts and towards polluting their own innate goodness. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-mu'mina yudriku bi husni khuluqihi darajati qa'im al-layl, sa'im al-nahar." That indeed the believer attains unto, through his goodly character, the ranks that the worshipper attains by their prayers at night, or that the fasting person attains through their fasts. In this manner, brothers and sisters, goodly character is what determines our ranks and our stations. And ultimately, goodly character is that which brings a person into Jannah, into paradise. And in fact, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, "أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ حَسَّنَ خُلُقَهُ." That indeed, he said, "I guarantee a house in the highest part of paradise for a person who has made their character good. Such a person will be further honored by their companionship and proximity with the Prophet ﷺ. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinakum akhlaqa." Indeed, the dearest and closest of you to me on the day of judgment will be those who are best in character. Brothers and sisters, what a lofty rank this is. What a lofty rank it is that our closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be determined by how close we are to him in our characters, and how patiently we persevere with that intention. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. But none is granted this except those who are patient, and none is granted this except those who have a great portion of good. So brothers and sisters, we are aware now that this is the ultimate scale by which we are assessed. Our characters, our loyalty and commitment to emulating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known even before the formal declaration of his prophethood as Sadiqul Amin, the one who is truthful and the one who can be trusted. And so brothers and sisters, what we determine from this is that one of the most important aspects of our religion is that we become trustworthy members of society, that people trust us, that people know us as truthful people, and that this in turn is an important aspect of our citizenship. This is how our communities are to be preserved upon the attributes of noble character. And this is especially important in the age we live in which the means by which character and communities can be corrupted have become so easy to attain. None of us are not aware of the perils of how terrible and vile and repulsive behavior can be spread through means such as social media, and how these attempts can change the very norms of sound societies. And this is why it's very important that we as parents and those of us who are involved in the role of rearing the young and ensuring proper tarbiyah, proper upbringing, that we in turn are diligent and vigilant in safeguarding our children, safeguarding them from the dissemination of such behavior and such corruptive forms of engagement that are being disseminated through social media. These things are things that any sane person would recognize as destructive to the norms of social behavior. And so we call on all parents to be aware that they monitor their children and that they ensure they're being brought up in a manner that adheres to good morals and customs, ensuring that generations grow up in the footsteps of their fathers and that each generation is consistent in following these norms from generation to generation. This requires that we as parents take the initiative and that we exercise our educational role and that we be avid for what benefits us and our children and the collective nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he said alayhi salatu wasalam, "Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk," strive to seek that which will benefit you, and do not feel yourself ajiz, do not feel yourself helpless. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran Abu Dhabi.